Hey, Andre. Another really tough loss at home. What's your perspective on the performance?
I mean, it's hard to say. It's definitely frustrating. We've been in these types of games before, it seems, and keep coming up with the same result. But as long as we continue to stay positive, that's all I'm concerned about with this team. I don't want any heads down or anything like that. I just want us to come ready to work and practice the next day. And, hopefully we can pull out wins like this. I mean, I'm not discouraged at all. I'm not, broken down by this or any of the losses we've had. Still believe in this team, always will. And as long as we stay positive, I think we'll be all right.
You had a really hot start, and you had pretty much your best game you've ever had against Bucknell. Mm-hmm. Did it feel good to get those first few shots down and finally put some points against them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime, and it doesn't matter who it is, but especially, like you mentioned, since I have struggled against Bucknell, to see some shots go down early was definitely a good feeling. I figured I would, use my height against their guards. I mean, they start three guards, not too much over 6 feet. So, I thought if I could, get in the lane, shoot some pull-ups, they had no chance of blocking it. So, get some easy buckets early. And then some threes started to fall, so went really good.
What was the game plan on that last shot that ended up with you missing the three-pointer?
We were trying to run a play and get Mercer the ball coming off the screen so he can get a full head of steam going down the court. But, they denied him. And so we just had to, improv. Travis came up and got the ball, and I was in the corner, so I just came up and got it from him. I mean, that wasn't the play at all, but they had denied the initial play.
Offensive rebounding tonight was so big for you guys. Talk a little bit about how that kept you in the game.
Second chance points. Linus, we had guards getting offensive rebounds as well. I mean, I can remember one big one, Linus got an offensive board and got fouled, but our big man really came to play tonight, and I was extremely proud of him. But, we just played hard. I'm not sure if it was just offensive rebounds or anything else we did, but we just played hard. That kept us in the game, and we kept believing that, we could get this win. And, when guys play like that, we can have some good turnouts. We just have to bring this type of effort every day.
In these close games, Coach Jones has been pretty disappointing in you guys, turnovers-wise. That didn't seem to be such a problem today. What did you guys do a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that was refreshing that we actually, gave ourselves a chance to win. We didn't turn it over. I don't know. I think it's just the extra emphasis in practice in the past few games on limiting our turnovers, but not playing afraid in the same token. So I'm not sure what we did. Maybe we focused a little harder. I'm not sure. Or played a little smarter. Or, the home, being at home, did it. I'm not sure. But, we were able to take care of the ball. That's good. But we've been focusing on that lately. So.
Their next to last possession, they finally got a rebound. Tyree got the rebound, but nobody fouled him. He was able to get it to Griffin's hands, and Griffin made their best free throw shooter. Was that a lapse or just too quick for him to get there?
I think it was a lapse because he had the ball for a couple of seconds, actually. And he got to get it to Griffin, their best free throw shooter. I mean, we played them there. I mean, he was 10 for 10 from the line, so. I definitely think that was a mental lapse. You weren't thinking about that. I mean, just the shock of us missing the shot and, not getting a rebound. I just think guys' minds went blank for a second. We know that can't happen again, so.
The way they were falling all night, was that a shock to miss one finally?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, we'll work out at it next time. I'm not sure.